Beginning tonight, Shirin Simen Reish, Ayin Aleph, we are up to Sif Tes Vav, page Mem Tes, about to turn on to page 98. The Mechaber says in Sif Tes Vav, Kiddush v'kodem shetam hifsik b'dibur, a person made Kiddush, and before he drank any of the wine, he spoke. Chozer u'muvarech bari piragofen, he has to go back and make another bari piragofen. Ve'eno tzarech lachzor u'lekadesh, he does not have to make another Kiddush. The same thing applies if the cup spills after Kiddush before he drinks anything. Yavi kos acher umuvarach Allah b'ayir piragafen. He brings another kos and he makes a b'ayir piragafen. Ve'eino tzarach lachzor ulekadesh. He does not have to go back and make another bracha of Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Ayin Hey, Hifsik B'Dibur, Vim Hifsik B'Dvarim HaShayachim LaSu'uda. But if the Hifsik of Dibur was regarding things that are connected to the Suda, the Kol Shekein B'Dvarim HaShayachim LaKiddush, certainly if it's connected to the actual Kiddush, Lo Havei Hifsik B'Dievet Ve'Eino Tzarech Lachzor L'Varach, that would not be considered a Hifsik, and he would not have to go back and make another bracha of Bari Piragofen. In note 83, he writes, "U'inyan hashomim, in terms of those who are listening to the Kiddush, in mutter lahem lahafsik b'dibur kodem sheshasa mekadesh melolugmav, are the people that are listening to the Kiddush allowed to speak before the one who made Kiddush drinks the shir of melolugmav?" So Rav Moshe writes, "Lechatchila aser hadavar lechatchila, it is aser mishum shegam shtias akos chelak meakiddushi. The drinking of the kos is also part of the Kiddush, and therefore you should not be masik b'dibur until he finishes drinking." Sifkaton ayin vav ve'eino tzarach lachzor lekadesh. You do not have to go back and make another kiddush if you spoke. The hefsek eino megareya elo birchas bar piragofen. This hefsek of dibur does not ruin anything except the bar piragofen. Mipnei shesach ben bracha l'tima, because you spoke between the bracha and the eating. Avala kiddush kvar yotza, but the bracha of kiddush you already yotze. Shehoya al hakos kadin, because the kiddush was made on a kos properly. V'yishtena ato achar habracha, and now you'll drink the kos afterwards after you make the other bracha. Let's see the Shara Tzion on the very end of page Memtes. The same thing applies if the kos spills. You make a new bari piragofen, and you do not need to make a new kiddush. Even if the kos did not spill totally, as long as there's less than a mlolugmav left in the kos, you have to bring another kos. But if you look at note 84, he writes, it's clear from the Bir Halacha that if you have left over in the coast the Shir Melalugmav, Afshal Nishabah Shir Revius, even though it's not a Revius, it's only a Rov Revius, Ain Tzarech Lavi Kos Acheres, you don't have to bring another coast. Omnam Le'el Kosa B'Shem Magen Avram, we saw earlier, B'Shem Magen Avram, Shati'ima Mikosha Bracha Tzricha Leos Dafka Mikosha Yeshba Revius, so you have to drink from a coast that has a Revius of wine in it. That you'd have to add, if you that Magen Avram, you'd have to add to the coast till it's the size of Revius before you would drink from it. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Ayin Zayin. Umuvarech Olav, we said you bring another coast and you make a Bari Piragofen on the other coast. Since you didn't have in mind that your bracha should go on this coast, therefore you need a new Bari Piragofen. But if you had in mind when you made your original Bari Piragofen to drink more wine, you would not need to make another Bari Piragofen. You would just drink immediately afterwards another kos out of bracha. As long as you don't have any hefsek of dibur that is not related to the Kiddush. Sifkaton ayin ches ve'eino tzarech lachzor. This is going on the last case of the cup spills. And we said, you bring another kos, you make a bari piragofen, you do not have to go back and make another bracha of kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, dekevon shekiddush mitchila al hayayin kadin. Since originally you made the bracha of kiddush on the kos of yayin properly, v'gam to'am kashir, and afterwards when you got the new kos, you drank the proper amount. Even though the drinking was not from the kos that you made the kiddush on, it is good enough. V'davka shelo isiach daito bein time. This is only if a person was not made siach das in between. Aval in kvar yotza min makomo bein tayim. But if you already left the place in the interim, kodem sheta mikos acher, before he tasted from the other kos, tzarech lachzor lekadesh, that would be a hefsek, and he would have to make a new kiddush. Kosva poskim, the poskim write, im kiddush ala kos v'savar shu yahin. A person here made a mistake. He made kiddush on a coast. He thought it was wine on the coast. It turns out it is vinegar or it is water, something that you are not allowed to make kiddush on. Yikach kos acher shel yayin. He takes another kos, this time of wine. He has to do make both brachas again. Everything he did was batal. He needs a boy pragofen and kiddush. The kavan shalohaya yayin, since the original kos did not have wine in it, nimsa shalo kiddush ala kos klal. He didn't make kiddush on a kos, and therefore he needs to make kiddush again. However, if from the beginning when he thought it was a kos of wine, he had a mind to drink other wine as well, and then he realized it was water or vinegar in this kos, he would not have to make another bray piragofen like we just saw before. Rak lekadesh, he would only require a new bracha of kiddush because he did not yet make kiddush al hayayin. In the brackets, he writes v'chol zeh shenimtza hakos mayim v'chi agavna dover she'eno mashke klal. This is all discussing when he found water or vinegar or something similar that's not considered a mashke lagabe kiddush at all. Aval kishenimtza sheichar o shar mashke shoya chamer medina b'osu makom. But if it turns out on the coast that he thought had wine, had beer or another chamar medina, eino tzarach likach kos acher lekiddush. He would not have to take another coast for kiddush. El yavarach alo shahakol v'yishte. He made a proper kiddush on this drink, whatever it is, sheichar or chamar medina. He just made the wrong bracha. So all he'd have to do is adjust and make a shahakol, and he could drink, and he's good to go. V'hodet tzarach lekadesh shenis. That which he requires another kiddush when it turns out that it's water or it's vinegar. Dafka shalohaya yayin muchan lefonav. That's only if there was no other wine in front of him. Avalim haya yayin muchan lefonav bekli ala shulchan. But if there was wine that was prepared in front of him in a vessel on the table, o ala safsal be'esa kiddush, v'daito haya lishtos yimenu achakach, there was wine somewhere in front of him and he had in mind to drink that wine after the kiddush as well. Eino tzarech gam lekadesh shenis. He would not have to make another kiddush. To have a ki'ilu kiddush al kol hayayin shemuchan lefonav. Then we view it as if he made kiddush on all the wine in front of him, even though he wasn't holding that wine, but it was in front of him, he had it in mind. That would be okay for the kiddush as well. The yishta mehen tekef mlolugma, and he would be allowed to drink right away a mlolugma from that other wine.
What does that mean?
And now we see. So now we see a bigger kiddush, and then we'll see the Shaar Tzion. The yesh omrim od, some say even further. Not only if he had other wine in front of him, and it turns out his kos is not of wine, but the huadinim ain yayin lefonav, even if he didn't have any wine in front of him. V'hoya ha'pas munach lefonav al ha'shulchan, he had bread in front of him on the table, eino tzarech lekadesh mechadash, he does not have to make another kiddush. Elo yivtza tekev achar ha'kiddush al ha'pas, he'll just make a hamotzi right after kiddush on the bread, v'day bebirchas hamotzi levad, and it will be enough to make a brach of hamotzi alone. V'niridim kiddush kodem netilas yadayim kiminageinu hayom. But it appears, says the Chavetz Chaim, that if he made kiddush before he washed netilas yadayim like our minhag, then ain't shayach lomer dechal ha'kiddush al ha'pas, then it would be impossible to say the kiddush is going on the bread. But assuming he does it the other way, that he first washes netilas yadayim, then he makes kiddush, so then whether he has other wine in front of him during the kiddush and he has in mind to drink it later, or he has even bread in front of him, that would be good enough for kiddush. And by the wine, he would just drink the wine because he had in mind it covers it for kiddush and for the bread pragofen. And if it was bread, he would just make a hamotzi and he would be good to go. Let's see the Shaar Tzion in Sifkot and Pei Vav. That's going to the first case that Rabbi Brescia was not so happy with, and that is where he made a bread pragofen and he had the other wine in front of him. He does not need to make another Bari Piragofen or another Kiddush. Says the Shaar Tzion. That is the Shita of the Taz. The after me Mogen Avram mash miktsas the cholik ala bazeh. Even though it's mash from the Mogen Avram a little bit that he argues with this. Usvirle, and he holds the lo mahani zeh rak l'inyan birchas Bari Piragofen. And he holds it only works that having the other wine in front of you that you won't need another Bari Piragofen on the other wine because you had a mind to drink it. Avat lo l'inyan etzma Kiddush, but it wouldn't help you for the actual bracha of Kiddush. V'chein b'mayimah Mordechai cholek ala behedya, and the Maimah Mordechai argues with his Taz explicitly. Mikom okom, keivon da ha'shulchan atzei shitim, v'ha'graz, v'chai odom hetiku dvarav, since all these achronim bring down the Taz, v'el yirab because of the efshir degam Magen Avram model ha'taz, el yirab says it could be the Magen Avram really means like the Taz as well, b'yayin mukhan lefonav al ha'shulchan, if there is wine prepared in front of him on the table, v'haradvaz kosav od yosem izeh besimint, and the Ravah says even a bigger chiddush, which we just saw afterwards in the Mishabura, even if there's bread prepared in front of him on the table, It helps. Avshalohaya daitu klal beisa kiddush alapas, even though he didn't have in mind at all at the time of kiddush on the bread. Vegan the suffik brachosu, also a suffik brachos, lochen hetakti dvar v'lalocha. So says the Berlocha, even though it's not so pashut, not everyone agrees to it, but there are many achron that bring this down. We have the bigger chiddush of the Radaz, so therefore I brought it down lahalacha that if there is other wine in front of you and you had in mind, it covers not only the bread pregafen with that wine, it will also take care of the kiddush. And now we look in Sivkaton Pei Zayin in the Shaar Tzion, going on that chiddush of the Radaz that we just mentioned, that even if you had bread in front of you, you would not have to make another bracha of kiddush, only a hamotzi. Who divrei haRadvaz? These are the words of the Radvaz. The Tiko Achay Adam, the Chay Adam brings it down. V'dan, you should know the Bederach Achay Milchos Kiddush Kosa Behedil Hepech. The Bederach Achay writes explicitly the opposite. Umistabra Kavosein. It makes a lot of sense. Like he's saying, unlike the Radvaz, the Holohoya Bedaito Klal Kaddish Alapas Beis Birchas Hakiddush. You absolutely had nothing in mind to do with the bread when you made Kiddush. The Ha'ochas Akos Biyado. You were holding a kos of Yayin, showing clearly that you're making a bracha on the coast. Umikevan shumayim, and since it turns out that it was water, nisbatel hakiddush shelo, your kiddush is cancelled, it's not good. The alkol ponen bekiddush kodem netilas yadayim, at the very least, if you make kiddush before netilas yadayim, bevadai ein lozes mipsak derech hachaim, like we saw in the Mishnah Berura, for sure then, you should not leave the derech hachaim, you certainly should not follow the Radvaz. The efshar shigam haradvaz modeb ofen zeh, could be even the Radvaz admits in that case, like we said in the Mishnah Berura, that if you made the kiddush before you wash, it wouldn't be good enough for the bread. But either way, the Mishnah Berura, the Chafetz Chaim is saying over here in the Shaar Tzion that it's very not pasha to go with this Radvaz. Says the Mishnah Berura, Vayda Sivkaton Ayin Tes, we said again, if the wine spills, you take another coast of wine and you make a bari pragafen and you do not require another kiddush. Kosova Magen Avram, the Magen Avram writes, Im kidei shachras al sheichar v'nishbach hakos, if you made a kiddush Shabbos morning on beer and the kos spilled, ein tzarech lahavi acher, you do not need to bring another kos, ki yesh omrim shaddai bamesh and mevarech hamotzi al hapas, because some say it's enough Shabbos morning to make kiddush on bread. So you tried it on the beer, it didn't work, it spilled. Now you're making hamotzi anyway, so that could be for your kiddush. However, Rekiv Eger does not agree with this. Let's see note 90 and note 91, a little bit of a hesber over here. The beer divrei Magen Avraham shekosav shekiddush al sheichar v'lo kosav shekiddush al yayin. Why is the Magen Avraham using this example that Shabbos day you make kiddush on beer and he doesn't say you make kiddush on wine? The Rabbi explains sherakim kiddush al sheichar dafka, if you make kiddush on beer shemistame ein lo yayin. That's a sign that he very likely does not have wine. So then yochol lismoch al hapas. That's why we have this kiddush that you can rely on the kiddush of the bread afterwards. Which is not going to be the case if you made the kiddush on the wine and then you spilled the wine. Shemistame yesh lo yayin nosaf. There we would assume that you have additional wine. V'imkein osro lo kaddush al achil al hapas. And therefore you wouldn't be allowed to make the kiddush on the bread. So this whole heter about using the bread as a backup is only if you make kiddush originally on beer, so we assume you didn't have wine. But if you made it on wine, where Mistami had more wine, you're not allowed to use the bread afterwards. V'hosav, and he adds on, Shemasakasav Magen Avram, Imkidei Shachris, that which he writes, you make kiddush in the morning, Harei zem mishum shebekiddush halayla ein nekashim al hashechar. That's because we hold you can't make kiddush at night on beer. Rekiv Eger argued with this kiddush that you could let your kiddush be fulfilled with a bracha of hamotzi. And he writes in note 91, Shekevan Shaloshasa Me Ashechar, since you didn't drink anything from the beer, it spilled. Nimsa Shahisa Birchasa Levatala, your bracha on the beer was a total waste, it was a total bracha Levatala. The Kevan Shevade Lo Yotza Bekiddush Alakos, and since you were for sure not Yotze with your Kiddush Alakos, Lama Nismach Ala Omrim Shaddai Bepas, why should we rely on those shitas that hold it's enough to make Kiddush on bread? We know we don't rely on that shita. So what have you accomplished now to yes rely on it? Your cup spilled, you accomplished zero. So you're back to square one. Square one is that we don't make kiddush on bread. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's svara. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sifta Zayin, Lo yit'amu ha-mesubim kodem shi'itam ha-mekadish. Those who are sitting around the table should not drink until the one making kiddush drinks. Imheim zekukim lakoso, if they require his kos. Meaning, she'shofech mimeno lakoso shebiyodam reikonim o pugumim. In other words, if the cups in front of them are empty, or they have a kos pugim in front of them, and therefore they need his wine to fix it up or to drink from, so then they can't drink before him. Avalim hoyu lahem kosos yayin she'enam pekumim, but if they had a regular kos of yayin in front of them that wasn't pagum, rashoim lishtos kodem she'ishta ha-makadesh, then they could absolutely drink before the makadesh drinks. I want to read on in Sif Yud Zayin in the Mechaber before we go to the Mishnah Berurah. Ein tzarech lishpoch mikos ha-makadesh lekosos yayin she'lefnei ha-mesubim. You do not need to pour from the kos of the makadesh to the kos of those who are sitting around, elohim kein hoyu pagumim, unless their kos was a kos pagum. Sha'oz tzarech lishbuch l'chol kos v'kos kidei sheyishtu kula mikos she'enu pagum. Then you need him to pour from each into each cup to make it no longer pagum. But otherwise, he does not need to pour it into their kosos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Pei. We said they should not drink before him. Haynu af shehayu lahem kosos v'fnei atzman l'shtia. This is even if they had their own kosos to drink, but obviously they were pagum, as we saw later on the Mechaber. So then they can't taste the wine before he tastes it. O pogumim sifkatan pei aleph, pogum nikra kishetam mi mehamashkin mitchila. A kos pogum, as we know, is a kos that someone drank from already. A mavur besif sha'acharzel, we'll see in Sif Yud Zayin, which we just read. Vikasha koso shalam mesubim pogumin. When the koses of those who are sitting around are pogum, mitzvah sheyishbuch ha-mekadesh ma'at mikoso l'tol koso. And then there's a mitzvah for the mekadesh to pour a little bit of his wine into their kosos. Shebaze yasakein koson shalom yeh pogum. That fixes up their kosos, that it should no longer be considered pogum. V'hoel shem zakukin l'koso. Since they are requiring of his kos, tzrichin lahamtim olav shiito mitchila. Therefore, they have to wait till he drinks first. Sifkotun.
Does he drink before he pours into
the kaisis? So we're going to get that in a second. Sifkaton pei beis, sha'oz tzarech lishbuch. We said if their kosos are kosos pogum, then he has to pour into their kosos. Hainu kodem sheyishta ha-mevarech. That it means to say that he has to pour into their kosos before he drinks from it himself. That's where he has to pour it. If he drinks from it himself, then his kosos pogum. It's not going to fix up their kosos pogum. Kedei sheyishtu kulam, afa gav deshtias kolam mesubim lo ma'akva. Even though, as we learned last time, that the drinking of everyone around is not ma'akiv, it's just a mitzvah, it's a hidden mitzvah. Kedei besif yudalud, mikomoko mitzvah l'chadchila sheyishtu mikos she'enu pogum. Still, it is a mitzvah l'chadchila that they should drink, and they should drink from a kosos that's not pogum. There's a very important Shaar Tzion over here in Pei Tes. In Sifkat and Pei Tes, Shaar Tzion writes, "Ukeshoshin kula mikoshal bracha." See, here we're saying, if I have a kos pogum and I want the mevarach to fix up my kos pogum, he has to pour into my kos before he drinks in order to fix up my kos. If he drinks from it first, it's a kos pogum to a kos pogum will not do anything. But if everyone is going to drink from the same kos as the Makadish, kisheshosin kula mikosha bracha, if everyone is drinking from the kosha bracha, afa gavdu shosin mitchila, even though he's drinking first, mikri mikosha eno pogum. That's called drinking from a kosha eno pogum, even though the Makadish drank from it first. The chashuvin ki Makadish gufa. Because when you're drinking from the Kiddush cup after the Makadish, you're considered like an extension of the Makadish. The rakish a shofech mikoso lekosan. Tafka, when he's pouring from his kos to their kosos, then bo'ina sheishbo kodem sheishta bi'atzmo kushmo shekosav arosh. So that din of him pouring it out before he drinks is only if he's pouring it out, but if you're just drinking after him, that's not considered the mesubin drinking from a kos pogum. That would be 100% fine. And that concludes Simon Reish, Ayin Aleph, and Amir Tashem. Tomorrow night we'll begin Simon Ayin Reish Beis.